Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, Odyssey. Everything you could ever imagine. It's all there for us.
The world is your oyster.
That's Ken, right. The world is your oyster, yes. As we kind of get out towards the end of the NFL season, this is really when people start to get more and more interested in college basketball, kind of getting prepped for March Madness, which, as you know, becomes a very, very popular time for people to bet on basketball games. So this is, an important time, I think, for people to start getting caught up if you're not really paying attention to it on a regular basis, because you want to be prepared once we hit March and those games really start to mean something if you start want a little action on them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think we spent some time last week talking about some futures that might be worth investing in soon. We picked Michigan as one. We might talk about a few coming up later in the show that kind of stand out as like, is there an entry point on these teams? So I'm with you. It's kind of, start looking at the bracket projections a little bit. We'll ask Jim about that in a second. Start looking at some of the bigger games. Like, can we learn anything about these teams? I'm with you. We're kind of entering the very exciting time of the college basketball season, usually February.
Yeah, and to help us with that, Jim Root at Second Chance Points on Twitter. Of course, the Action Network three-man weave as well. Let's start with the number one team now in the country in Auburn, Jim. And they're number one in the AP poll. They're plus 1,300 to win the national title. Jabari Smith is an amazing, amazing player. Might end up being the number one pick in the NBA draft after this season. But let's focus on the college situation for him right now. As Auburn starts to look better and better, is this a team we could look at plus 1,300 and say, there's a little bit of value there for them to win the national championship still?
That's the question, whether it's value, because, it's come down a bunch. Everybody's really starting to buy into them. They've won some big-time national TV games that Alabama one stands out, and then, of course, Kentucky on CBS over the weekend. So the value has definitely crept down. 13-1 is probably about right for me. Like, I wouldn't say there's, like, a big numerical edge there, but if it's a team you like and you look at when they play the eye test, the fact that they have the number one pick or potential, they've got a bunch of length in the perimeter. They're probably the best shot blocking team in the entire country. Their young guards have knocked down shots. It is kind of like, with all these teams are up there around 10-1, 12-1, 15-1, it's kind of choose your own adventure. And if this is an Auburn team that you're very into, and there's a lot of reasons to be, I would not take issue with somebody wanting to bet 13-1 right now.
Jim, one of the significant results from last night, and a game that I was on the wrong side of, was that Texas Tech Kansas game, the rematch, basically, where I laid an okay number with Kansas, and they basically felt like pretty good at the under 8 timeout, and then felt terrible the entire rest of the game, including both overtimes. But Kansas ends up winning by 3. Kansas, I feel like more of a known quantity. They're priced like a favorite. Their stats look like a favorite. Texas Tech is a team that continues to kind of flummox me, basically, and kind of what to do with them the rest of the season. Tournament time, like how do I rate them? What tier of team do I put them in? Just like a ton of insane results and kind of outperforming expectation. Beat Kansas and Baylor back-to-back in the first meeting against the Jayhawks and then take them to double overtime last night. What, you know, your takeaways from last night's game, and then especially like how are you kind of treating Texas Tech going forward here into March?
Yeah, it's a great question with Texas Tech. I've had a hard time figuring them out as well, because coming into the year, I was like, okay, it's a lot of good transfers. No question there. But how high is the ceiling with this team? And the ceiling has been significantly raised over some of their past results. Like, in my mind, the fact that their defense just it is always present, and the fact they make scoring in the paint nearly impossible. Some of the points in the paint numbers against them are just absolutely ludicrous. Like, you have to hit jump shots. You have to get in transition if at all possible, but they also make that difficult. So there's definitely a really solid floor with Texas Tech. The questions are on offense and whether they can score enough to make a significant run in March. And even just, you know, the way they've been so effective in Big 12 play has kind of forced me to reevaluate some of their earlier performances. Like the game they played against Gonzaga on a neutral court, just a little over a month ago before Christmas, they were with them basically the whole way. And Gonzaga extended a little bit later in the game. They had a double-digit run in the second half. But it did kind of indicate that this team's not going to be out of its depth against anybody. They're not going to get blown out. They're going to give you a chance every time they go out there. I have enough questions about the offense that I'm not putting them in like a top 10 list or, you know, Final Four short list. They can get there, no question. I just don't know that the droughts that they go through offensively are probably going to undermine them at some point.
Talking to Jim Root, you better you bet. Obviously, the big game tonight in college basketball, it's a top 10 matchup. Arizona, number 3 team in the country, number 7 UCLA. Arizona's a 2.5-point favorite at Bet Rivers. Where should people be leaning in this game tonight? What would you suggest?
Man, I'm torn between number and just kind of my gut, my eye test here. Like, I watch Arizona and I'm just like, holy cow, this team is incredible. They've got everything. They've got size, shot blocking, shooting, playmaking. They pressure on D. They get out and go in transition. They're so reflective of the fact that they have a Gonzaga assistant now leading them, in that they are dominant and 2-point percentage on both ends of the court. That's kind of been a staple of Gonzaga with their offense and defense, just incredible 2-point percentage. And this Arizona team is number 5 offensively, number 1 defensively. They are legit. But to be laying 2.5 on the road at UCLA was a surprising line to me. And the fact that they took money early, there was a little bit of buyback to UCLA. I think it had gotten over 3 at one point. So that the number made me want to kind of buy back with UCLA. And the fact that they have fans back in Pauley Pavilion is helpful. I just don't really have a lot of interest in getting in front of Arizona right now. I think they are the juggernaut that a lot of people are making them out to be. We'll see if Tubelis plays their starting power forward. He's been dealing with an ankle issue the last week or so. The side I sort of like, or I guess the bet I kind of like here is the over. And I've seen some action take the number down. So there are smart people out there clearly that like the under. But Arizona runs like crazy, and I think UCLA is a willing participant when they're playing a team that wants to run. You know, it's 70 possessions against Gonzaga, 82 in an overtime game against Oregon. But even going back to last season, you know, the tournament, we saw them play a fast game with Gonzaga, and both teams should be able to score somewhat. UCLA's jump shooting is great, so I do think this gets over, even though it is a relatively high number, up around 150 right now.
Yeah, it looks like 150.5 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. But I agree with you, Jim. I've seen some 149s on the board in some sharp places. So maybe a little bit of action on the under in that game. Fascinating game tonight, Arizona and UCLA. I like UCLA a little bit in that game. I don't know. We'll talk about that in the power hour. It's an interesting number with Arizona, a short favorite. Want to ask you about a couple other games tonight. And you know, a couple other ones stand out. Texas stands out to me significantly because I have not one clue what to do with this team. And I mean sort of in a macro sense, like game to game. I think maybe I can figure it out. It seems like they should be the nuts tonight, 2.5 at TCU, who I know has played a lot better. It just seems like a really short number, but when Texas has seemed like an appealing bet, they have lost or lost outright. I had them against Kansas State a couple games ago. They were 10, I think, in that game, lost the game outright. So Texas, a short favorite tonight, really kind of like disappointing performance after disappointing performance, underachieving versus expectations, still, you know, 25, 30 to one, depending on where you look to win the national title. How about Texas tonight? And then going forward here,
the parallels with Texas and Texas Tech are because of the beard storyline, you know, going from one to the other. And a lot of the Red Raider fans were kind of like, good riddance. We don't need you. We've got Mark Adams. We think we'll be better. And at this point, it's hard to dispute that. Like the Texas Tech resume is significantly better. They've won a lot bigger games. Texas still doesn't have a Q1 win per the committee's classification. So they are in need of a big win. And this one would qualify tonight. It's just hard to trust the offense the same way with Texas Tech. Like, they have not really found lineups that work well together. They're still trying to make the pieces come together. At some point, I do think it'll happen. It's just, they're just too talented. And I think Beard will get Trey Mitchell and Dylan Disu on the court together in the front court. I think that's kind of the lineup piece that hasn't really been unlocked yet. I just don't know if we'll see it tonight. And TCU's been so good lately. It feels like, especially preseason, seeing this at 2.5 would have been insane. I think it probably would have been something like 6 or 7. So you do maybe have some value in that way, but I don't know. I don't feel like I have a strong edge or a lean on this game just because the teams appear to be going in different directions right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim, I know we got through a lot of the games, obviously, that are on tonight, but I want to get back to the futures market real quick because we mentioned Jabari Smith and the season that he's having right there. If you look at, in terms of names for the Wooden Award, National Player of the Year, Johnny Davis is the heavy favorite. I know Jabari Smith's way down there at like 22-1, but you know, is there any name that you kind of look at that maybe is a little bit, has some longer odds, but you say either they've got a shot, they could start climbing soon, they could start getting more attention, or is this kind of one of those things where it's Johnny Davis and maybe more of the rest of the field to you?
Yeah, Davis and Agbaji, I think, are the two that are, you know, getting a lot of love right now. Agbaji was 37 on national TV for Kansas last night. He's climbed way up there. The guy that I'm looking at a couple of different odds boards right now that's sank down a little bit is EJ Liddell for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. They haven't really had like the showcase game where they played Illinois or Purdue on a national TV spot to give him the chance to really display his talents in the same way that Davis has. But if you get that from him, if he puts up a 30-point performance to beat Illinois or to beat Michigan State on national TV, I think he's going to skyrocket back up. And the fact that we know he's their best player, like there's no question marks about whether Liddell is the star on that team. There's no split votes. If he's able to keep them up in like, or re-elevate them back up towards like a 3 seed, a 2 seed with the production that he's got on both ends of the court, like he's blocking shots like crazy. He's hitting threes. He's the one that's lurking down a little lower that I think is appealing, but it does appear that Davis and Agbaji have separated themselves and proven their importance to their teams with their scoring output.
And Jim, to your point, for people who are like, man, it feels like I haven't seen Ohio State in a while. That's because their next game is on Thursday. It'll be their first game in 10 days, basically. They play Minnesota, and then they get one of those marquee games, like you mentioned, Purdue on Sunday, which could maybe start sort of an upward trend for Liddell in the futures market if he has a big show out game in that Sunday game at Purdue, which will be really interesting. Purdue probably a pretty big favorite in that game too. I do want to stay in the Big Ten to ask you about one more game tonight. We have about 3 minutes left. I haven't seen any Kofi Coburn news. We've been on the air for 90 minutes. So if you have it, by all means, feel free to share it with us. We'd love to hear it. That game tonight against Michigan State, though, very interesting, right? So Illinois, about a 4.5-point favorite. Coburn obviously missed the last game against Maryland. The line goes crazy, score crazy. And then we come into tonight's game. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about what version of Illinois we're going to get, whether he's going to play, whether Michigan State can get a really signature road win as well. Like, how do you handicap that game? Coburn in, Coburn out, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, he's the ultimate swing. Like, I think if he's in there, 4.5 is a major bargain for Illinois. Like, they're much better than Michigan State, I think, with him on the court and healthy. The scoop that I have, and it's not really a scoop at all, is that he needs to pass concussion tests today, and we don't know if that's going to happen. So, and even if he does, maybe he's not fully in game shape or ready to play a full minutes load. So that's a lot of uncertainty. And the fact that you add in Curbelo, their other potential star, only played 14 minutes against Maryland. He's dealing with non-COVID illness. That all kind of adds together to make me think this is a good spot for Michigan State. They just took advantage of a Wisconsin team that was shorthanded and got the road win there. Big, big road win at the Kohl Center. And if Illinois is down both of those guys, Curbelo and Coburn, I just don't know if they have enough to keep up with Michigan State. They've got some great shooters, some great contested shot makers. Plummer is like shooting like crazy this season. He and Grandison both grayed out better as guarded jump shooters than they do unguarded per synergy, which I thought was crazy. But the fact that they've got those gunners helps some, but without a fulcrum like Curbelo or Coburn, I think it's just not quite the same Illinois team. So I would lean towards Michigan State there. Would love to see 5. So maybe, you know, there's whispers that Coburn plays and you're able to catch a 5 there, but I would definitely lean towards Michigan State there just because of the deficiencies in the rotation for Illinois.
All right, got about a minute, Jim. What's your favorite bet for tonight?
Favorite bet? Well, let's see. It's come down a little bit, but I like Siena a lot. I think they keep it competitive with Iona on the road. That's kind of like their Super Bowl game, have their chance at the reigning conference powerhouse. And then I also really like Oregon. I'll give that one up as well. I gave that out on our Best Bets show. I think they're just playing to a different stratosphere right now, -8 at home against Colorado. We've seen Oregon really hit their stride lately. Top 5 team in the country since January 1st per Bart Torvik. I think that's a short enough line as a home favorite there. They can take care of business against Colorado and get the double-digit victory.
You couldn't see it, but Ken was shaking his head when you said Oregon very emphatically.
Nodding would be the right word. Love Oregon.
Oh, yes, right. Nodding would be the right word.
Yes, yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
That is the right word. Really appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
You're right, Ken. There's a big difference between shaking your head and nodding. Right? So there
like,
you go.
I want to be very specific there. It was not like a, oh, no. It was like a yes, yeah. Yes.
Totally. That was a very happy, the little, you know, the little fluff on the top of your beanie.
Yeah, the little pom-pom was starting to go crazy up there. Yeah, it's like a dog wagging its tail.
Oh man, yeah, it's this is getting to be that time too where you're starting to feel like the mindset of people going, okay, football's almost over. If I haven't paid enough attention, I haven't really focused enough on it. Like, what's next really is the question. You know that it's going to be the NBA, that's certainly a big one, and then there's obviously some little stuff on the side, people that are going to be golf fans that are comfortable enough and it may bet, you know, obviously on some golf, but college basketball, once we have March Madness, man, that is, you know, that's a huge, huge time. So I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of talent, a lot of young talent too in college basketball this year. Coming up, we have to get back to the final two teams that Ken and I would take or not take over the Saints job. Plus, we'll get into some more NBA futures at 5 o'clock Eastern. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.